Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, as you heard there on the promo, it is the Sanha Q&A Halal Queries program. And we do have on the line South African National Halal Authorities, Mulana Bilal. Mulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To yourself, Mulana, and to all the listeners.
We hope that everyone is well. How are you doing this evening, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, couldn't have been better.
Now, before we get into the show, just some words of advice to our listeners.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, you know, the consumption of halal is intrinsically linked to us doing good deeds. In fact, to our very entry to Jannah, in that the person, you know, of that flesh that is nourished by haram cannot enter into Jannah. It will be the fuel of Jahannam. So with that halal, in fact, the first step in any path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on any path to piety, one needs to ensure that which they eat, that which they nourish, and the nutrition that they put into their body must be halal.
Jazakallah for that, Malana. Now, listeners can get in touch with us. So WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548 if they do have any halal-related queries, or call us on 011-854-1548. Malana, going straight into it, on our WhatsApp line, they want to know, is Reboost energy drink halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
And then another one coming through on WhatsApp line, Dr. Utka Ital Pizza snack slices, is that halal?
No, those of us are not halal. They are actually made in a facility. Either they contain pork, or they are made in a facility that processes pork and other haram meat.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp. This person wants to know which Lancewood cheeses are halal.
Lancewood cheese products, please do look for our logo on them, or check that they are manufactured in South Africa. With regards to the imported products, especially the Lancewood cheese slices, those are not approved by Salah.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, they want to know, are the Skittles mini fruits halal?
Skittles, unfortunately, we haven't been able to get sufficient disclosure from the manufacturer, and therefore we cannot guarantee its status.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, this person wants to know, which Lindt chocolates are halal?
Lindt chocolates, some of them do contain liquor. However, they are clearly labeled as such, or even in the ingredients, they would mention the different types of liquor that they use in the product. So avoid those products. However, the other non-liquor variants would be deemed halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through now. Does anyone know if the KFC by Medicross and Northern End Road is halal?
Unfortunately, with regards to KFC, we have not certified any of the outlets, nor are we even in a position to certify them. Because we have no agreement with the franchisor head office. We don't evaluate any of their products, nor do we know who all their suppliers are. We don't audit any of the facilities that they distribute to the individual stores, so we cannot give any guarantee at all.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. I think we can move to the phone line. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Is Energy Light halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
Okay, I think that was one caller for so far. Callers can call us on 011-854-1548 if they do want to get in touch with Sanha's Mulana Bilal this evening. He will be answering all your halal-related queries, or WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Mulana, moving back to the WhatsApp line now, is Isomilk infant baby powder halal?
Yes, it is halal.
And then another one, can you please advise if Woolworths caramel swirl cake is halal suitable?
Only if it has the Sanha Halal logo can we give a guarantee for this product. If it does not have our logo, unfortunately, we're not sure who the manufacturer is on behalf of Woolworths.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Malan, another one coming through, is Mentos sweets halal?
Mentos sweets, there are some flavors which contain carmine, which is an insect-derived dye or color. These flavors are the strawberry yogurt, the cherry yogurt, the grape, the cinnamon, the sour mix, the strawberry yogurt, and the cherry yogurt.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. And another one from the same person, Galaxy Sweets.
Galaxy comes in candies from Turkey. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee for them. Some of our concerns with regards to those products is that they do contain gelatin, most of them. Unfortunately, we don't know where the gelatin is sourced from. It's not necessarily and the fresh chips in Turkey. And then there's some other ingredients, colorants, flavorants, emulsifiers, and so forth that we have no clarity on.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Punana, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Which floral margarine spreads are halal suitable?
All the floral products manufactured in South Africa are halal suitable.
Okay, because I think there was a WhatsApp message going around, so one can obviously understand where the person is coming from there. Well, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Choco Yoko Chocolates.
Okay, I haven't come across that product. If the consumer can please forward the details to our officers, inshallah, we'll give our office contact details at the end of the program. Inshallah, we'll investigate further.
Okay, and another one coming through, Canderel Chocolates.
Those are halal suitable.
And also Woolworths Whipping Cream.
Halal suitable as well.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Is Sensodyne toothpaste halal?
Yes, the Sensodyne toothpaste range are halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. One coming through on Twitter now. Is Swan and Fox Sweets halal?
Fox and Swan Sweets. The hard candies, yes, they are halal suitable.
And then another one on WhatsApp. Fritos Barbecue and Big Gone Bites Barbecue, is that halal?
Fritos Barbecue is halal, we can confirm that because we do order to the Samba facilities. With regards to Wallads, who manufacture the Bacon Bites product, unfortunately they don't disclose flavor details to us. So with regards to the meat flavored variants, we would advise caution.
Thank you, Zakla, for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, which cheeses are suitable to eat?
Oh, there's so many. Most of the major or popular brands are certified halal by Senna. You would find Lancewood, but look for our logo there. The global products also are halal suitable, with some exceptions. They do import some variants, so please do check that the product that you're purchasing is manufactured in South Africa. We also don't approve of the clover processed bird cheese because it does contain gelatin. Then there is another company called Mazai. All the Parmalat branded cheese products are halal suitable as well. There's Ladysmith cheeses, also certified halal by Senna.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Malana. Another one coming through, is Allergex tablets halal?
Allergex tablets, our advice to the consumer is, rather look for an alternative. We do know that this product does contain bovine gelatin. We have not been able to determine exactly where the bovine gelatin comes from. So where there are alternatives available, I'd rather choose one of the other alternatives, like Elicit or Rhinitol.
Could you exactly for that explanation? Well, another one coming through, is Centrum tablets halal suitable? If not, can you please give an alternative vitamin tablet?
Okay, most of the Centrum products do contain gelatin, either pork gelatin or beef gelatin, or a mixture of both. There is, however, one Centrum variant. It's called Centrum A to Z Complete. And this variant on the back of the packaging clearly states no gelatin. So this is the only variant that is halal suitable. The others are not approved by Senna. The equivalent product is something that people usually query as well, would be the Supradyn product, and the Supradyn Complete is also halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Malana, sticking to the WhatsApp line, Sasco Cake Flour and Today Original Puff Pastry Ready Rolled, is that halal?
Both those products are halal, suitable, yes.
And then another one coming through, Ultramel Vanilla Custard.
That is also halal suitable.
And then Inner Palmans Lemon Pepper.
Inner Palmans, if it's the cook-in sauce, the lemon pepper sauce, there is a variant which does contain beef stock. And there we would advise caution. However, if it is just the lemon pepper spice, then there's no problem with it. That is halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Malan, another one coming through. Is the Bonita Sweet Malt Cheese halal?
Yes, it is halal.
And then also Cheesy Bites made by the Tasty Treats company.
The non-meat flavored variants are halal suitable.
And another one coming through, Mars Bar's chocolate. Mars Bar, the chocolate.
That is also halal suitable.
And then another one coming through on WhatsApp, just waiting for the image to load. Another this person wants to know, is the Clover Tropica Easy Dairy Fruit Mix halal?
Yes, Clover Tropica products are... some are halal suitable, some are actually certified halal by Senna, manufactured at the Senna certified facility.
Okay, and then this one on WhatsApp, is the Tango Milky Sweets halal?
Is there any manufacturer details there?
It says Richestex or Richester.
Yes, that is halal possible.
Okay, I think we do have a caller on the line. Caller, no caller. Okay, Malana, sticking to the WhatsApp line now, this person wants to know, are the Monster energy drinks halal?
Monster energy drinks, unfortunately, to date, we have not been able to get sufficient information to give a guarantee.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Sticking to the WhatsApp line, Toro's gummy candy?
Toro's gummy candies do contain bovine gelatin from non-halal slaughtered animals, so therefore we do advise caution.
Okay, and this person wants to know, the new strawberry-flavored halls, is that halal?
Yes, that is halal, suitable.
And then another one coming through on WhatsApp, Pengo Mini Chewy Candy.
Pengo candies are certified halal by Sana.
And also the KR Sweet Shockers.
That is also halal, suitable.
And another one coming through on WhatsApp, the Damascus Nougat, is that halal?
Damascus Nougat, not approved by Sana. It does contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, well, just going back to the discussion on cheese, this person wants to know which processed cheeses can they have?
Processed sliced cheese products would be Parmalat, Clover manufactured in South Africa only, the First Choice and the Melrose product.
Exactly for that. A question coming through from one of our listeners. I know you've been asked this many times, but I can't find the Sanha logo on any yogurts that includes the naan and Parmalat, which is halal.
Okay, Parmalat yogurts we don't approve because they do also contain bovine gelatin. With regards to the naan yogurt, they do have a couple of brands. Under them is Nutriday. So in the Nutriday range, there are three variants which also contain gelatin. This is the Nutriday with fruit pieces, the Nutriday low-fat plain, and the Nutriday snacks yogurt. Besides that, all the other Nutriday variants may be consumed. However, they are not certified, so yes, you will not see the Sana Halal logo on them. Clover yogurts are also halal suitable, though not certified by Sana. Lance Hood, you will find the Sana Halal logo, and that is very commonly or widespread. There is also Quickly's Dairy, who have been certified very recently. Their products are available at some of the retailers as well as at the cheese basket. They are also certified. And we do also have Embledale and Meadows based in the Pretoria area, also widely distributed in the Gauteng region. These are also certified halal by Sana.
Okay, Jazakallah for that clarification there, Mulana. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, a quick coffee magic sipper. Is that halal?
Raf, could you repeat the name?
The Quick Coffee Magic Sipper.
Okay, the Magic Sipper products, we are querying them at the moment, but we don't have any information there.
And then another one, a Mellow Bursts.
From which company?
They don't say.
Okay, I'm not sure, but with regard to marshmallow products, one has to be circumspect. They do usually contain gelatin, and it is very difficult to find genuine halal gelatin.
Okay, Jazakallah, Mulana. The person that wants to know about the Sana logos on any yogurt, she wants to know if does that mean we can eat it without the logo?
As I mentioned, there are some variants. Even though they don't have the logo, they would be considered halal suitable, and yes, you may consume them.
Okay, another one coming through with regards to yogurt. Is Bliss yogurt halal?
Global Bliss yogurts are halal suitable, yes.
Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through. Is the Bakomo Nature Source Muesli cereals halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
And sticking to the WhatsApp line, is the, I think we touched on it a few moments ago, but Mulana, can just clarify it again. Jalaxy dummy candy, is that halal?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee for those products because we have some concerns with regards to the gelatin they use in them, regards to the emulsifiers, the flavoring, the coloring, and so forth.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp, is the Nestle Nespray powder milk halal?
Yes, the product is certified halal by Sana.
Okay, and another one coming through, which butters are halal suitable?
Butter in general, alhamdulillah, in the South African market, there are no additives, so it is a pure milk product, and therefore any butter would be considered halal.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Just waiting for a few images to load here. Mulana, they want to know which Maynard's gums are halal.
Only the ones that are gelatin-free, so please do check the ingredient listing. If it doesn't list gelatin, then it is halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, is Pronutrio and Oaties cereals halal?
In the neutral range, we do not approve of the strawberry flavor. And in the Otis range, we don't approve of the bubblegum flavor.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp. Is Snickers chocolate halal?
Yes, it is halal.
JazakAllah for that. Mulana, this person wants to know, the Snowflake Creations, is that halal?
Unfortunately, the company is not willing to divulge information to us, so we are not able to evaluate whether it meets our requirements for halal suitability or not.
Okay, and another one coming through on WhatsApp, is the Solio Stick Souls halal?
Only the traditional or the plain salted pretzel products are halal suitable. The strawberry flavor is haram, it does contain carmine. Unfortunately, we have not been able to get much information on the other coated version.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through. This person wants to know, is the golden white butter halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now, listeners, before we do wrap up the show, we can get our last messages through on our WhatsApp line, which is 072-786-1548, where we do have Senhaz Mulana Bilal on the line, clarifying all your halal-related queries. Mulana, just before we do wrap up, another one on WhatsApp coming through. Mini cheddars, is that halal?
Baker's mini cheddars, we only approve of the non-meat flavored variant.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now, Mulana, just before we wrap up the show, some maybe closing comments from your side?
Yeah, certainly, again, the emphasis on halal in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with this command of consumption of halal, qulubin al-tayyibat wa amal al-salihah, linking good actions to the consumption of halal. So you find many of the spiritual guides or the mashayikh even mentioning that, you know, if a person sees children misbehaving, or a person sees, you know, there is some trouble in the person's house, then one of the causes or one of the factors can be the consumption of non-halal items. So each one of us has to take stock, has to take an account, what is the sources of my income firstly, and then also when I'm spending my income on food and so forth, am I really ensuring that everything in my house is 100% compliant to halal?
Okay, JazakAllah so much, Mulana, and JazakAllah once again for joining us every Monday evening as you do. And we do hope to speak to you next week, inshallah.
JazakAllah khairan again for the opportunity. Much appreciated. And if there are any criticisms or any comments or suggestions, please do give us a call on 0861-786-111. You can also reach us on email, helpline@sena.org.za, or find us on social media, that is Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, Twitter, Sena_Halal, as well as on Instagram, @halal.
JazakAllah so much. That was Senhaz Mulana Bilal joining us on the line for our live Q&A program this evening. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and my engineer brother Tahir, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.